Sports. The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Three.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Number five.
Cliff Huxtable, Bill Cosby, found guilty, obviously, in the sexual assault of Andrea Constand, has been sentenced today. 3 to 10 years in state prison. That did not stop his spokesman, Andrew Wyatt, from going on saying there will be an appeal because this is a sex war.
It is no accident that the prosecutor still worked so close with anti-black and anti-male activist groups who tried to extort $100 million from Dr. Cosby in 2014 and continues to produce racist and sexist publicity against him through the 35 clients. What is going on in Washington today with Judge Kavanaugh is part of that sex war that Judge O'Neill along with his wife are a part of.
Oh, my.
He also said they persecuted Jesus, too.
That's reaching.
There's a lot of reaching there. Calling the process sexist, I thought, was a nice bonus. Thinking, how does that apply to Bill Cosby? Wasn't it sort of the sexist system that enabled Bill Cosby, a high-profile man with status, a celebrity who was able to get away with this for so long?
Prosecutor Kevin Steele says this is justice.
It was a seminal character on TV, and so was the family, but it was fiction. Before Bill Cosby became a convicted felon, taken away in handcuffs to begin paying for his crimes, a lot of people believed that that's who he was. But we know otherwise. He used his acting skills and that endearing TV personality to win over his victims and then keep them silent about what he did to them. So now, finally, Bill Cosby has been unmasked, and we have seen the real man as he is headed off to prison.
All right. And we have seen pictures of him now, let out in handcuffs, not mm-hmm. only from the courtroom, but now from the lockup.
Yeah, his mugshot is out. All of that's out. And TMZ has already reported that he will, in fact, have vanilla pudding on the menu. They went through the whole menu.
God.
That's the big thing.
I know. Too soon.
It is too
number
soon.
Four.
Interesting day for the President of the United Nations. First, it started with this.
Today I stand before the United Nations General Assembly to share the extraordinary progress we've made. In less than 2 years, my administration has accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country. America's so true. Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay.
Yeah, no, they were laughing.
Had to put it out there, didn't you?
I mean, it's one thing to do that at a campaign rally where you got a bunch of people in red hats jumping up and down, yay! But to do that in front of the United Nations after you called almost all of them everything but the Son of God, mm-hmm. and what is it going to? Oh, we've done so much, and like, okay, including Germany. Germany was actually like mocking. They were doing that thing with their hands, where mm-hmm. like, you know, they're talking. You know, like Germany was mocking him when he was talking about how they're dependent on Russian oil, and they're like, oh, come on, please, we have many problems. This is not one.
Yeah,
hey, that was a Russian accent. I can't. I've lost my way. Anyway, well, then afterwards, he came out and he was, you know, walking through where there was press assembled, and they asked him about Brett Kavanaugh.
He's never had any charges like this. I mean, charges come up from 36 years ago that are totally unsubstantiated. I mean, you, as watching this, as the president of a great country, Colombia, you must say, how is this possible? 36 years ago, nobody ever knew about it, nobody ever heard about it.
Okay, well, they were high school students 36 years ago, which is why nobody ever knew about it. That's why it wasn't on Fox News. Not to mention the fact that Fox News wasn't on 36 years ago.
And now a new charge comes up, and she said, well, it might not be him, and there were gaps, and she said she was totally inebriated, and she was all messed up, and she doesn't know it was him, but it might have been him. Oh, gee, let's not make him a Supreme Court judge because of that. This is a con game being played by the Democrats also.
Is this a smart move for him to get out there and talk about this the day before it happens for women voters in the suburbs or anywhere else on earth?
When you heard that,
how did you react?
Well, the point he's trying to make there is the second case, which many people have pointed out, including on this very show, seems a little thinly, backed up, and the evidence is not necessarily there. But I think he should let this system play out. It's one day away, and I don't think he needs to sort of fuel the fire there. But he was, to be fair, he was answering questions that people were asking him.
And yesterday,
it wasn't right.
We realize that now we're going to have to define sex. What is sex? Because we had Kavanaugh last night on Fox News say, listen, I was a virgin because I didn't have sex or anything even closely resembling sex through high school and to college and many years thereafter, right?
Right.
Couldn't pin him down exactly when, but whatever it was, he said that. And then I said, now we're going to have a debate about what is sex. And 2 hours later,
it happened.
Up pops up Michael Avenatti to say.
So what exactly is he saying? Is he saying that he did not have sexual intercourse? And are we going to get into a definition?
That's the word he used.
Exactly. Well, exactly. I mean, are we going to get into a definition of sexual intercourse? I mean, does that mean that he performed oral sex or had oral sex?
God. Oh, God.
Why does he always have to do this great big buildup before the big reveal? Like it's a reality show. If there's someone you have who has credible information about this, Supreme Court candidate, shouldn't they already be coming forward? He doesn't have to do 20 interviews in advance of it and play this game like it's WWE.
Oh, God. This whole thing. Although Avenatti is the perfect match for the Trump thing. But the whole thing's ridiculous. I want them all to go away. I want Avenatti to go away. I would like all of this crazy reality TV government to go away. I want real guys. I'd even take John Bolton and that wacky mustache because he looks like he should be there.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I would leave Nikki Haley, keep her. I got a whole thing. I got keep them and dump them. I got all that and then start all over again. I'd even take Mike Pence. Mike Pence creeps me out. I'd take him up there because he looks earnest. He looks like a guy in a movie playing the President of the United States. Donald Trump is comfortable. It made the world laughed at him today. Everybody says the world's laughing at us. They laughed at him today. It's not the best. Anyway, that's a separate issue.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get to your 3, 2, 1. But first, Judy, what's coming up?
Remembering Chicago Police Commander Paul Bauer.
Illinois Department of Transportation bringing you the traffic with Violetta.
The Bucks sail into Wrigley. All hands on deck. Cubs Pirates. Tuesday Night Baseball tonight at 7 on WGN-TV.
Top 5 continues.
Number 3.
With Tom Arnold. When is he going to go away?
Well, he's got a new show, so he's stirring it up everywhere.
Oh! He was out with Megyn Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a goof-on-goof crime, as far as I'm concerned.
No victims there.
And he talked about his scuffle that he had with the apprentice producer, who also produced Touched by an Angel. Mm-hmm. I don't know how this all works. Mark Burnett mm-hmm. and his wife, Roma Downey, at the Emmys.
That's no laughing matter for to do that. And it didn't happen, right? Am I right? Because you keep defending Kavanaugh, those guys. Maybe you defend me for 1 second here.
No, I won't. Oh. I am not defending Kavanaugh. I am asking for a fair hearing.
Hold on.
No. People are looking to condemn Kavanaugh without even hearing the evidence.
No.
I will set the record straight. It's my show. What I want is a fair hearing for Kavanaugh and for his accuser. What's fair.
Oh, you're right. You absolutely fair. I agree with you 1,000%.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
But then, what about those Trump tapes he's looking for?
Listen, if there is a tape of the President of the United States showing him on camera before he was president saying the N-word, America
no, no,
needs to know
what
that.
I want to show you is one day over there and what it's like in the White House right now. The incompetence, he makes John Jr. cry one day. You'll see him sexually harassing women. And maybe that would change.
Wait, with all due respect, Tom, we've already seen that.
Okay.
Hey, I just want to say that I am so still upset that he and Roseanne didn't make it.
I know this could have been perfect.
I know. Those two are so made for each other.
So made for each other.
Oh, my God.
What happened there?
All right. And finally.
Number 1.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I forgot number 2, didn't I?
Oh, you skipped over that one.
Hold on.
And it's a good one.
Wait, yeah, it is a good one. Hold on. Stand by.
Number 2.
Right now, it's raining so hard, I'm doing both.
Trying to get through it.
Stephen Colbert, he has the same qualms and questions that I have about a 17-year-old Brett Kavanaugh keeping really exquisite records about the parties he was going to back in high school on his Trapper Keeper.
He kept a calendar in high school, and we have obtained a copy. I believe it was the 1982 Alibi of the Day calendar. Who hangs onto their high school calendars? Have you kept your stuff from high school?
No,
I don't. The only things I have left over from high school are deep emotional scars.
Kind of with him on that. Right, and finally,
number one.
Isn't it bad enough we have to listen to this that Maroon 5 is playing Super Bowl is coming up in February?
I'm not on
February.
Board with this yet. I really am not.
No, I'm not either. But you know, people have been asking, you know, of all the great stadium rockers, why haven't the Foo Fighters been asked to do it? And Dave Grohl may have just answered the question.
I've had multiple conversations over the years with them where they say, we want to have a rock and roll band, and do you think you could do it? Do you think you could do a stadium? And I was like, yeah, man. I mean, we do it all the time. And we're like, oh, my God, I think we're going to do the Super Bowl. And then it'll be like Madonna or Katy Perry or something like that. And so I actually got really hammered at this party in France once and got to meet the dude that does the Super Bowl thing. And I was like, I don't even want to do the Super Bowl.
So there goes that.
I used to want to do it, and I don't want to do it anymore.
Okay.
So that's why that one didn't work out.
All right. I'm not sure I believe it, but okay. Whatever. It's good enough. It's close enough. Let's go.
The top five at five.